my friends. We're going to have a discussion today about insurance as it deals with COVID and that kind of thing. There have been a lot of rumors, and folks have reached out to me and asked me to find out a little bit more in terms of how the coverage goes, if you lack coverage, if you have the vaccine, and different other things. So in light of that, we decided to bring forward Mr. Anand Pascal. He's the director of the Association of the Trinidad and Tobago Insurance Companies, also the director of insurance of the Insurance Association of the Caribbean, and president, of course, of Guardian Life of the Caribbean. Good morning, Mr. Pascal. Welcome to the Grand Slam Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, Cliff. Good morning, Miles. Thank you for having me. My pleasure to be here, as always.
Not your first time, and it would never be your last, eh?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, well,
as long as we're on Wednesday,
we're not paying you on a Wednesday, don't worry. our things, how are you keeping? Safe, sound, everything is good?
Everything is well with me and the family. Can't complain. But you know what? In the spirit of the topic and everything, you just have to keep doing what you need to do. You know, the 3 W's, watch your distance, wear your mask, wash your hands, and we'll get through this together.
Yes, for sure. We actually, on our morning show here, we actually added 2 more W's, which is wash your mask.
Right.
What's the next W, man?
Work on your immune system.
And work on your immune system.
Okay.
So we added 2 more W's.
You see, and all those things make sense. And then you had an RDV,
mm-hmm.
right? So get the vaccine.
Vaccine, yes.
And all those common sense things that will help us as individuals, as a family, as a society, get through this event, this pandemic, and come out on the other side better.
This is good. And as you brought up the vaccine, I mean, I want to dive right in. There have been rumors that folks are saying if you take the vaccine, it may affect your insurance coverage.
Right.
There were some rumors in terms of questioning that. Does that hold any truth to it at all?
And you see, started it off the right way. It's a rumor. And I can speak from the multiple hats that I wear that the vaccine or your vaccine status has no impact whatsoever on your existing or future insurance coverages. So if you take the vaccine and you have an insurance policy and you have a claim, that does not invalidate your insurance policy in any way, and that claim would be honored.
It would be honored.
Yes.
And if you are not vaccinated and you want to take out insurance, what is there any stipulation in the contract and all of that?
No. Your vaccine status does not impact your relationship with an insurance company. So you can take out an insurance policy at this point in time, even if you're not vaccinated. But you will go through the normal underwriting process. And there are questions that are asked about your health, about your current health status. So I don't know if anybody has taken out an insurance policy recently, but there are a number of other vaccines out there that we take as children. Not many of us are even conscious that we've gotten these vaccines, measles, rubella, etc. But we don't ask questions about those vaccines, and no one would be asked about this vaccine either. It's just part of the normal underwriting process to review your current state of health that qualifies you for insurance going forward.
If there's a situation where you were previously infected, or you had the COVID virus, are you over it now? Does that also impact anything with your insurance and you want to take out an insurance policy?
No. I have 2 different answers there for that. If you are currently infected by COVID-19 or have had an exposure to someone who is infected with COVID-19, the part of the underwriting process, there'll be a delay or postponement until after that event has passed. If you have been infected and it's all clear, there's nothing that changes about the insurance process, and you can get insurance coverage after your COVID-19 status has been cleared. So COVID-19 does not materially impact your ability to get insurance, only if you are infected today.
Currently,
and there'll be a postponement. And the statistics show that if you do have contract COVID, it probably could last. It lasts for different periods of time in people, but most tend to be under 30 days or so.
Right. Excellent. And I mean, it also brings the question, I mean, a dreaded question. I mean, there are a lot of people who have been affected by COVID in terms of their loved ones passing on. And someone also brought it to me to ask if someone passes on due to the COVID virus, if they are covered by their life insurance.
And the answer is yes. The source of how claims will be handled under insurance relate to your contract. Now is a very good time to review your contract, speak with the agent so that you understand everything that your contract says. And COVID-19 is not listed as any condition in your contract. So sadly, we have had clients who have passed from COVID-19. It's affected more than 1,000 Trinidad and Tobago internationals and 4 million people worldwide. And all those claims where people are insured, certainly within Guardian Life, and I can speak for the wider industry, have been paid. So COVID-19 does not invalidate your contract, and now is a good time for everyone to, you know, speak with your agent. If you don't have an agent, you can contact the insurance company and really understand what your contract means and the information inside of it. And that's, the, to me, one of the more valid sources of information about your insurance status, rather than, you know, in some cases listening to what is being said in social media or rumors or anything like that.
Yeah, because there have been a lot of rumors, you know, pertaining to that. I mean, there's a lot of rumors pertaining to COVID-19. Right. Those are just, you know, some of the rumors that we're hearing. Now, someone sent a message here. In terms of this doesn't really have to do anything with COVID-19, but they wanted to find out what is the procedure, and I know you can speak probably for Guardian Life, of which you're president, in terms of surrendering your policy. Is there a procedure related to that?
Like I said, the underlying source of the relationship between you and your insurance company is your contract, and the procedures may vary by company to company, but within Guardian Life, you simply speak to your agent, and there'll be a form and a few questions just to understand the nature of the situation, because that a surrender may not necessarily be the only solution. So,
right.
You know, from the perspective, somebody needs access to some funds that are stored within their policy, there may be other solutions that we can provide that can help resolve the immediate need while minimizing the opportunity, while minimizing the risk from your coverage. You know, people took out an insurance policy because they want to be covered for a particular event.
Of course, of course.
And when you surrender the policy, you lose that coverage.
You lose that coverage, yeah.
So we may be able to find ways to help you keep your coverage, but solve the challenge that you may face immediately. And so speaking to your agent is important in that scenario. But once it becomes absolutely necessary to move forward, there's just the forms and a process to go through that our customer service and our agents will be happy to help you.
This is good. I wanna ask you one more question. This is someone submitted this question as well. She asked, "Good morning. Can a pregnant woman, somebody who's currently pregnant, get insurance?"
Yes. Someone who's currently pregnant can go through the process to get insurance. There are additional questions that would be asked in that through that process. Like I said, the underwriting process. But there's no reason why a pregnant person cannot apply for insurance and get it during pregnancy. There may be because of how policies when they start. There may be certain time periods that have to pass before
yeah.
This claim is made. But no, there's no reason why a pregnant person cannot apply and receive insurance.
This is good to hear. Before we wrap up, Mr. Pascal, any additional information you want to let the public know in terms of your policies pertaining to COVID and or any questions that you may have gotten that you want to let people know, you know, you want to dispel rumors or anything like that?
But that's precisely it. I think the wider issue is we live in a society. So we do things for ourselves that help ourselves, our family, our community, our country, and ultimately in the world. And within this pandemic environment, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I would strongly encourage people to speak to their healthcare professionals, their doctors, speak to your agents if you're concerned about issues of how insurance impacts, how COVID-19 and the vaccines impact your insurance status, and get your information from reliable sources. Because when you get a WhatsApp on a WhatsApp group, you know, you often don't know where it comes from or the context it was taken, and that could put a totally different spin on the information that you're receiving. So always know the reliable source you're getting it from, and let's do our part. And I would strongly encourage everyone out there to continue to follow the advice of our public health officials. And certainly, I'm a strong advocate. I would encourage everyone to go out and get vaccinated, because that allows us as a wider society to get back to that pre-pandemic way of life that we were accustomed to.
Excellent. Mr. Pascal, thank you so much for your time this morning. We know how it has been since the pandemic. You know, nothing is normal.
Yes, nothing is normal. But you know what? That's life. That's the world we live in. The world went through the Spanish flu 100 years ago, and it was similar. It was actually a lot worse in many instances. A third of the world contracted the Spanish flu, and 50 million people died. The technology has advanced so much in terms of medical technology that this current pandemic does not appear that it will be that significant to the global population, but we have to do our part, otherwise we could create, as they say, these mutants or these variants
that could
become much worse. So the sooner we could protect each other, the better off we will all be as a society.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Pascal. We really appreciate your time again.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and feel free to reach out if you ever want to get any more advice. I'm always happy to speak to you and your listeners.
For sure. Stay safe.
Stay safe. You too.
All right. Cheers.
Morning. Thanks, Miles. Thanks, everyone.
You're very welcome. That was